Oh God. Oh my God.
Hello, and welcome back to Cage Match, colon, a roundabout way of meeting Nicolas Cage. I am your producer, Peter, without my co-hosts, Sean and Nick. This is part two of our D&D-ish Nick Cage universe tabletop RPG that we played. We are joined by our special friends and guests, Alec Wilson and Daryl Edge, who are playing some of the Nick Cages in this. If you haven't listened to part one, I highly recommend going back and starting there. This is the conclusive half, and it's pretty stupid, and I'm sure you can make it through if you didn't know anything, but definitely go check it out. If not, I'm going to give you a little quick recap right now.
We see a glittering city of Emerald, and four pulses of light leap out from the topmost spire, flashing like lightning in a near dark. Inside of those four beams, we see the symbols of vampire teeth, legs pantyhose, a fuzzy bunny, and a truffle.
Oh Christ, where am I? Where am I? Oh Christ, I'm not dead, I'm a vampire.
This big tuna fuck you sign, is it pointing towards a structure of any kind?
Yeah, so Big Tuna, from what you can see, you know, in the distance, looks like any off the highway kind of small town.
I'll start with the microwave. I'll kick open the side door and try to throw the microwave to deter this motorcyclist from hell.
I'm going to sort of walk to the door and then just covered in blood, just like look out at this biker going past. Yeah.
Are you a vampire?
He says, if it weren't for that weird dirty one, I wouldn't have said nothing to you. But ain't supposed to be no cages out here.
What's a cage?
You see a really nice big ass car kind of roll slowly up to you. And it's driven by one man, and in the passenger seat is another man with little tiny disgusting teeth and a pencil mustache named Bobby Peru. And he turns and says, how y'all doing? All right, so you all are in Big Tuna with Bobby's Peru, and they bring you to this table kind of in the middle. It's just open. You can see people around. They're making hot pornos everywhere. A lot of big ladies. You know, it is what it is. It's Texas style. And out of a couple other motel rooms comes six more Bobby Perus, and they all sit at the table with the four of you. Now, hi, this whole time you've got a Bobby Peru basically in your ear, just talking about all the treasures and successes that are in that vault. Everything you could ever dream of. All you got to do is this one score, son. Yeah, actually, Rob, the post office is open. Right. It's staffed by just one person. I mean,
is it a Bobby Peru?
It is not a Bobby Peru. It's just a schmuck from Big Tuna universe.
Okay, I've heard this before. What exactly is a cage?
Well, I don't know how to describe it other than one of you. You look different a lot of the time. Sometimes skinnier, sometimes teeth different, sometimes hair different, different accents, a lot of Boston. But yeah, I see a lot of you. But not for a long time. So you do find a letter. It's this kind of gilded letter. And in this particular one, it says, Mr. Furpo, you are welcomed back to the Emerald City. You are expected here tomorrow. And if you are not present, we will come find you.
Is it possible that I can somehow convince them that we are to be trusted and that I can be their leader?
I'm going to have you roll for that.
It's about time.
I will tell you, I rolled four successes.
You need to go fuck yourself, other people.
Roll hot, Daryl. You have convinced the majority of the Bobby's Peru.
There are some that still are maybe not trustworthy in this situation, but in theory, you have, we'll say, 5 Bobby's Peru that are kind of like, that's our dude.
Seems like a proper cage out moment.
This could be a cage out moment if you wanted to.
Oh God, I could. You know what? I'm gonna cage out.
Fuck yeah! Roll them dice. Roll them bones.
All right. 8 dice. I swear to God, if they all fail, I'm killing myself. I'm going the way of the pros here. All right. Six of the 8 are successes.
Fuck yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then with my own Peter Lowe hand, I end and just put like a gun symbol of my hand into my mouth and say, I think all these Bobby Peru should Bobby do and die themselves. Bang, bang.
And it's a cascade of Bobby Peru heads just pop, 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 pop. And 7 Bobby Peru heads land in the dirt, all of them wearing legs pantyhose.
Spine still attached.
Yeah, exactly. So, you have escaped my Bobby Peru puzzle.
did they leave a car behind?
Oh yeah, there's the nice big car that you guys rode in off the highway.
Yeah, we should definitely jump in that and start heading for the Emerald City.
Yeah.
I'm already in the trunk. You don't even have to worry.
Yeah. So yeah, Rob, just, you've got the
I'll
full backseat.
I'll just be laying down in the back.
Yeah.
Dramatically closing the trunk on yourself.
Yeah. All right. So let's get back to it. So you guys are on the road to the Emerald City. You're on this golden or this yellow highway. What's your approach? Are you just going fucking balls to the wall straight to the front gate, or what do you want to do? Do you want to just jump this bitch?
Is there a handy, that seems like, to be ramp that'll take us over the wall? Because
no. If you all want to die, yeah, absolutely.
And that's where the episode ends. We just explode.
Yeah. Just crashing into the wall. Yep. It wasn't much of a ramp. Just a slight hillock. Front door. This is where the answers are.
Yeah.
Potentially the way.
Presumably.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I'm full of shit.
You have lied to me in the past.
I've also been predominantly Bobby Peru's so far, so
fair enough, yeah. But
okay, yeah. You drive right up to the front gate.
Yeah.
And what you see there is what I can only describe as a monstrosity barring the way. It is, let's see. It's as if a giant Ron Perlman head was on a tiny waiter's body, but also holding like a broadsword.
The Alpha Bobo.
Exactly, the Alpha Bobo. It's Bobos on Bobos all day long. but holding a giant broadsword, sort of like a Cloud Strife Buster Sword style fuck you up broadsword, and wearing a Crusader helmet as well.
Looks like a very metal toad helmet.
Yes.
I get all these references.
Yeah. It's almost like you've watched Nick Cage movies.
Almost exclusively.
So this Bobo homunculus just says, halt!
Well, stop.
Yeah. None shall pass. And it's sort of eating pistachios.
Well, sir.
But just gross, like eating the whole shell and everything, too.
Okay. Now we got a meeting inside of this here wall with the wizard. Would you kindly open up?
We got a message.
The Bobo seems pretty confused. The Bobo also does not seem particularly smart. All cages have been removed.
Well, now that's fine. as I am not a cage. And I do not wish to be in a cage. I just kind of... Yeah, fuck it. I punch him in the face. Can I just get in?
Yeah, dude. All right.
Great.
So you get the element of surprise, but you're doing something that's hard because Bobo is like a gigantic fucking freak.
Sure.
So we'll do a two.
Okay. I'm going to use my incredible athleticism.
I'm adding some bonus dice for myself because Bobo is big.
Okay.
And yeah, use your athleticism. Wait, how many dice are you rolling?
Well, I've got two dice currently.
Mm.
One for punching, one for sweet athleticism.
And you get you just start with one too.
And you start with one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, sure. Two. Yeah. Right. So two for that. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. You know what?
Yeah, do
when
it.
When I get out of the car, I'm just going to like pull up and sort of like swing my head back and let the breeze just catch me. So I'll catch the breeze here.
And it's so fucking beautiful. Your hair just whips in the wind. Yeah. You get a little twinkle in your eye.
Excellent. And as he's caught off guard with that, then I lay in with a roundhouse kick from my cowboy boot.
Do it. Roll him.
Two successes.
I had three successes.
Oh, no.
Son of a bitch.
Now, this is a chance. We haven't played with this yet. You all, the other three of you, can grant a reroll if you feel like that was particularly playing to Cage.
Oh, the hair in the wind was absolutely Cage.
Yeah. But you only get one of these each, so you have to be discerning about using it. Or
I will use this opportunity to grant a reroll, definitely.
Reroll that shit and see if you get better.
Oh, my God. To get three of three.
That's a lot of pressure. I rolled really well.
I still only have two successes.
Okay. So you have this beautiful, beautiful roundhouse kick that goes straight into this Bobo's face, but their tiny little waiter arm comes up and grabs it real quick and kind of flings it away. Not my first cage.
Then it seems we are at an impasse.
I'll hop out. Now, fella. What would it take for us to get through this gate here?
My instructions are nobody enters.
Ah, but what if I were to offer you this fine piece of literature? Take out a Jugs magazine.
The gross waiter version of Bobo is kind of like, But Ron Perlman is above that kind of chicanery.
It's more where that came from. I take out another one.
Just jugs on jugs on jugs on jugs.
Jugs on jugs until he says yes.
Okay, yeah, this is going to be a tough one. Roll me three.
Okay. So for the roll, I've got my smooth talking.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got jugs.
And you're using jugs. And your regular roll. So you got three. You can get anything else, if a drive or a skill otherwise. Oh, smooth talking, you already did.
Yeah, I already did smooth talking. I think that's probably all that I have that applies to this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Wow, that, no, none, zero. That was terrible.
So the Bobo arms, the waiter arms sort of grab a bunch of jugs. But then the Ron Perlman brain takes over and crunches them up in its mouth with a bunch of pistachios at the same time and just says, Iago.
There's a lot I don't like about that.
Oh, dear.
Rob's going to like get out of the car and approach this thing. You said, so your instructions are to not let anyone in.
Correct.
And all the cages have been removed?
Removed.
Stands to reason, if all the cages are removed, and we are cages, we
then your mistakes
be here and are no one, so you can just let us go by.
You can see this massive brain calculating that fucking mindfuck.
Logic trap.
Yeah. Okay. A three roll for you as well, Rob.
All right.
Why do I only roll well when I'm a GM?
The power's gone to your head.
I'm trying to think what I can use here. I think I can only get one on this with this is getting kind of heady. This is being true to myself and asking him to ponder the makings of reality.
Yep.
All right. That's one success.
And I had two successes. So unfortunately, you do not penetrate the big Bobo's brain. They sort of resettle their sword into the ground and just square up.
The walls of the city are like
quite high. They seem pretty sheer. I mean, you could arguably try and figure out a way to do something with those walls and avoid this, but it seems very difficult.
Well, you gave it a try. I gave it a try. You gave it a try. I popped the trunk.
Only one of you can fly.
I just rise from my heels. Dun-kun.
You rang.
Peter, we need to get through this gate.
Well, I'm all out of Peru, but I guess I could give it a try.
I was going to drag my piece of pallet, my blood around my face, and go to the Bobos.
I'm a vampire.
And I'm going to show them the Heatherton contract.
But you know what this is? I've been looking for this contract since 1963. And I'm a vampire. So I think you're going to let me in. Or I'm going to turn into a bat and shit on you.
So this part of Bobo is activated by this because Bobo fucking hates vampires and devils and possession. And that sword is up and coming down right at you, Peter. So you're going to roll three to try and not take grievous damage.
Oh, I just got healed as well.
All that Bobby Peru blood for nothing.
I know, that sweet Peru blood.
If I'm seeing that sword come up, I really can't let him just take it. I need to get in there and like try to block it as well.
Yep, that's fair. So let's see what Daryl rolls, and then we'll add you to the mix.
I just want to help Daryl here.
Yeah.
All right.
So let me give Daryl a die in assistance.
Sure. Yeah. Roll one additional one.
Okay, so I've rolled three. I'm rolling an additional three successes.
Oh, yeah, you fucking do it. I don't know how. So describe this. This Buster sword is coming down directly toward you. It's massive. I mean, it's the size of your fucking body. How does Peter Lowe not get cleaved in twain?
I just, like, drop to the ground and, like, scurry towards its legs. I just like fling the pallet at its shins.
You do one trivial harm.
Yes. And I just start like hissing, like gnawing at the ankle.
Fuck yes. Okay. So yeah, you're now worrying the ankle of the Bobos. Who wants to go next?
You know, I'll take another swing at him.
Yeah, man.
While he's down there and distracted, I'll.
Because he's distracted, it's just going to be a two.
Okay. That's perfect. Yeah, and then. Haha, two sixes.
Damn, dog.
Nerd. Okay.
So what do you do?
This is just a straight up punch between the eyes, trying to just knock him out.
So he does have that little, like, helmet cross guard thing. So you don't knock him out. But you do definitely like bloody his nose a little bit, which Bobo is not used to.
Yeah.
And Bobo is mad.
I'm going to try and sneak around behind them and see if we can like open up this gate or if we need a key or something.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. You got to get past Bobo. So what are you gonna do?
I was gonna say if I could help with providing some distraction, I was just gonna like rock straight up to this thing and like present my face for punching. Because one of my skills as Rob, as Robinfeld, is take a punch.
Okay, that's beautiful. Thank you. So yeah, you go up there and like non-aggressively are just standing there, correct?
It's so mm-hmm. good.
Yeah, and Bobo is just fucking beating on you. And what would punch and hurt most of you all to a, you know, bloodied, you're in danger mode, you're basically just like kind of fucked up, a little bit bloody, bruised, like nothing major.
How much does he punch with? Like if we were doing die?
What do you mean?
Just trying to get more cage die for later.
oh, sure. Yeah, here. I don't know. Take 3 extra die. But you do take 1 level of damage.
All right. Can I roll to try and lessen that? Using my take a punch?
Sure. Fuck it. Yeah, do 3 die against that.
All right. 1 success.
Yeah. All right. So that you're, I mean, cosmetically a little bit like, ugh.
Yeah.
Is that enough of a distraction?
That's Rob's whole shit. He looks rough, but he's usually all right.
Yeah.
Is that enough of a distraction so I can sneak around to take a look at the gate?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that you have enough. There is a massive, massive lever that activates that gate.
I'm going to jump up and try and pull down.
You can try, but your weight is not enough. This takes the strength of at least 2 Bobos.
Oh.
How much is 4 cages in equivalent to 1 Bobo?
Well, it depends which Bobo, I suppose.
What's the Bobo?
This one's got little waiter arms.
Yeah, these are waiter arms, but that Bobo from Moonstruck, secret strength.
Inner strength.
Yeah, inner strength, exactly. You understand.
Can either of you help me out with this? Or are you still busy dealing with Bobo?
I'm gnawing on an ankle right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably like jabbing it with my palate.
I feel like Cameron's got Cameron Poe's. He's done what he needs to do.
Yeah, Bobo's distracted. I'll just flip Bobo's helmet around backwards and run over and just give him a hand on that.
Okay. I'm rolling 4. So that's a 3 challenge for you. Because mm-hmm. that's a tough move. But you've got skills. So roll fucking well.
You gotta roll against the DM who has not rolled this poorly better. All 9.
Yeah, yeah. How do I make this better? I don't. Okay. Because I have a success.
All right, so you attempt to swing on this helmet to sort of like pull it around, but I don't know, it's fastened in some way. I don't know how helmets work. Don't ask me these things.
Yeah, you didn't fight in the Crusades. That's fair.
Yeah, I didn't fight in the Crusades. I didn't prepare for this antic. It did not succeed, and you actually now are kind of like dangling off the side of Bobo because your arm is sort of caught.
Oh, god damn it.
I'm going to try and distract Bobo to see if I can get him to take a like a swing at me that might hit the lever.
I like it.
I don't know how with Peter gnawing on his ankle over there, but
so paint me the word picture here, Alec. What does High do this distraction?
Start waving the arm, going, "Hey, you wearing the helmet up there? Over here." Over here.
Jesus Christ. All right. This is still going to be a 3 roll.
Okay. What do I have that might help with this? Nothing. Nothing at all. This is just a single dice, I think.
Well,
is not
I'll
work.
Tell you what. I only rolled 1 success. Oh, so if you okay. roll against it, well, it'll be a push. And you'll at least get his attention.
Nope, that's a 3.
So instead of that, the Bobo actually takes a big step back in your direction, but doesn't turn around. You are closer to being sort of squished, though.
Okay.
Is the Bobo wearing like any like chest armor or anything? Or is it just a helmet?
The Bobo's wearing a nice suit.
Suit, you say?
Is there a necktie?
Absolutely. Oh, sorry, bow tie. This is a service
bow tie.
Agent.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just gonna like stop gnawing the ankle for a second and just look up and say, "Who did your tailoring? That's a nice suit you have there."
What is your goal here?
I think we're just trying to play a distraction here, because the fact we haven't all been kicked over the wall yet is incredible to me.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so you're doing some sort of annoyance. Just a two roll for that.
Roll to be annoying.
Yeah. It worked. It was a zero roll.
A six and a five.
Okay. You do annoy and distract the Bobo, who says, "You gotta have nice pairs of pants and suits."
Yeah, if he's distracted, I'd like to get myself free and like just maybe jump off of the Bobo,
yeah,
and like onto the lever.
Yep. Okay. So that's just like a sick acrobatic move. So let's call it it's going to be a challenge three, because you're doing a lot of stuff to get free and also leap and also land and grab. But I think you can do that.
Yeah, I have sick athletic skills. Yeah. My skills are just next level athleticism and always catching the breeze. So it's just what I'm good at.
As you leap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your hair's going to flow.
Yeah. Just a little flow. Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
You're running away from an explosion. What do you want?
Yeah.
Two successes.
Okay. Yeah. That does work. So you have leapt onto this lever too. And it is still not quite enough, even though you are a brick shit house. You have not pulled this lever down with high.
I'm still close enough to like be hanging on it and nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you were hollering at him, yeah, from there, but yeah. So the Bobo at this point is going to do kind of a spin move to just sort of like knock Peter off and arguably sort of fuck up Rob at the same time. So each of you roll three dice and you can try and protect yourself in any way that might make sense.
Take a punch.
Yep.
That's one success.
Right. We're rolling three. Three fives.
Damn, dog. All right.
He is a vampire.
Yeah. So Peter, you're like, not only have you sort of like gnawed his leg, you now have scurried up his body a little bit and you are latched on pretty well. Rob, roll me one dice just to see if you get a success for less being fucked up.
That's a four.
Okay. So you end up getting launched away and thrown into the front of the car. You kind of dent the hood, but you're not hurt more. You're just not immediately in the fray.
If I'm clung on to this Bobo, can I try and drive my pallet through its heart?
Yeah, dude.
Then that's what I want to do.
Yep. Again, we're gonna do a three on that because it's a big fucking Bobo.
Son of a Bobo.
So you're rolling just two dice.
I guess I am.
Yeah. What if I told you that he was wearing the insignia of a bat? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, a little bit horny.
Ooh.
My erection gives me the strength of gods.
It wasn't the pallet that penetrated his heart.
And his hog grew three sizes that day. Oh, God, please. Five and a two.
Okay. I got a five and a six. So
that's classic you, isn't it, tonight?
Yeah. So you do manage to stab Bobo in the heart, but you don't have enough force to really drive that stake in enough to create grievous injury or to take this fucker down. And now you are kind of hanging on the stake that is in Bobo. And Bobo is starting to turn around to get to the two cages on the lever.
Is it possible to try and reach out and grab Peter as he's spinning to like add more weight to the lever?
Fuck yes, absolutely. We'll do that as a two.
Yeah, nothing's gonna help me with that.
Nah.
Reach out.
Hey, wait. If I could propose an idea.
Oh yeah.
Fucking high. Does get spun around quite a bit. He's been spun around in a fight.
This is
he would
true.
Know this in triple force. He would know where to grab.
That's true.
He's I'm not against it.
Spun around. All right. That's two fives.
Hey, okay. So you have extracted Peter Lowe. You are now all hanging from this lever. And Bobo has this stake in their heart zone.
While the spinning was happening, Rob would have like got sat up and like, just looked back at the car and just like, he's going to get in and just try and ram it into Bobo as soon as, Peter is out of the way.
Fuck yeah. The challenge rating on this one is just a one.
I am cutting through the bullshit. And I'm assuming this is going to hurt me as well, because this is an older car. I'm assuming it doesn't have airbags.
Yep.
So I'm just going to like muscle through what's about to hurt real bad.
Yep.
That is one success.
Okay. So you drive the car directly into Bobo.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't have time to buckle your seatbelt, and you go straight through that fucking windshield.
Robin!
But the beautiful thing about this is that as you're tumbling through the air, Rob, you take out your frying pan, and it collides with that pallet piece at exactly the right point and force. Driving that piece directly into this Bobo's heart. And it crashes over, barfs up some pistachios, and dies.
That just happened in a Zack Snyder slow-mo shot in my head, and it was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I like so long as there isn't any of that, like, Wonder Woman, like, Athenian music going on in the slow motion.
Okay, so you have dispatched Bobo. Good work. You all get 10 experience points and level up.
Yay.
No, but you have done this. Rob, you see these three guys kind of all hanging on this lever, and it is still not quite going anywhere.
I'm just going to like walk up, grab like the lowest dangling feet, and just tug.
And the gate swings open. And you have access to this Emerald City.
I guess we head on inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine the car's in no state to drive.
I don't think the car's going anywhere.
The car's absolutely fucked. It got Bobo'd.
I mean, there's a palace. I say we head towards the palace.
Yeah, so as you're walking through
here... I imagine
here,
it's on this yellow brick road.
It sure as shit is. And what's a little troubling about this area is that there's fucking no one here. It is a ghost town. And you can see where there was a teeming life here at some point, but there's just nothing.
Is there any signs that there was some like life recently around?
I mean, you could say that probably up till about 3 or so months ago.
Are there any convenience stores that we walk by?
Sure. Yeah, there's kind of like a local, whatever, you know, stupid Emerald City bodega would be.
I absolutely go into that bodega and clean out the register, anything else that might look useful.
Yeah, what's weird
feeling
is
feeling unfulfilled that there's no one there to actually rob.
Yeah. It's like, it feels like an empty victory.
Yeah, there's nothing too special about this. I mean, you can see some like old hot dogs on rollers that have just kind of like gone to shit over the months.
Oh, I take are they still rolling? And offer them to people.
Yeah, good. Okay, so you've got a bunch of pocket like horrible dogs.
Pocket dogs.
Charcoal.
All the cash in the register has your faces on it, but like not quite your face.
I'm gonna call that cage cash.
Cage cash, yeah. Cage bucks. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, anything else you want to explore in this zone before you guys head all the way to the sort of palace?
Is there like a newspaper box?
I mean, you know, Emerald City 7-Eleven that you guys just robbed definitely had a newspaper stand. So sure,
I'll grab a paper and just kind of look at the headline.
What was the last date on it?
The date, yeah.
Many months ago.
Many months ago, in reference to what?
Yeah, what is it like? We're all from different time periods too. True. Like, what is the what is the Emerald City calendar?
It says May. Fuck you.
Fair.
Build a world, question. Peter.
The only thing of note on it is the headline is parade canceled. City shutting down.
What kind of parade?
I mean, it was going to be a good one.
What color were the balloons?
Well, I mean, I think there was like a Garfield balloon
with Nicolas Cage's face on it.
Oh yeah, right.
Was there like a church around at all or anything like religious in this town center?
Okay. Realistically, no. There would not be anything religious in this space.
God has abandoned this town. The dead walk here. This is the torture of the damned.
I feel the crazy one might have struck right. It doesn't seem like we're gonna find many people to answer our questions here.
Now, to really throw you all off, there's also just weird piles of clothing everywhere as if people were raptured. But it's nudist, don't worry.
They're all, it's all little kids' clothes.
It's not nudist.
We're walking it back real quick. The kids took their clothes, they're fine.
I saw that movie, only the children got raptured.
That's true, it's true.
God's a perv.
I mean, you know, if the Catholic Church is anything to go by.
Fair enough.
That masculine does weird stuff. Wow.
All right, I'll just drop that newspaper and sort of kind of take us up to the castle?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a palace situation. Yeah. I mean, it's got a bunch of towering spires. Not a bunch, it's a couple. But, you know, it's the main structure here, other than this now ghost town.
So the town consists of a convenience store, a palace, and no churches.
Yeah. And also some places that people lived at some point, but...
Gross.
You got the measure of it, though.
All right. Well, boys, I think the only answers we're gonna find are lying right ahead of us. I pull out this devil gun.
Yep.
I feel this is
get in my frying pan.
Are we walking like that ZZ Top music video to this palace? Like slow motion. I'm putting the teeth in slow motion.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hai is making sure his gun has no bullets in it.
Making sure it's empty, spinning.
Yeah. Putting on the stocking.
Slow-mo putting on the stocking.
Yeah, you guys are prepped, and you are at these giant gates of this Emerald Palace.
Is there a big
are
lever?
They locked?
Is there a what?
A big lever?
Nothing.
Is it locked?
There's no Bobos, there's nothing.
Hmm.
Is the gate locked?
No bows.
No.
Oh, I open the gate.
Rob, you swing these huge doors open into this dark hall that just kind of goes deep into this room. But as you open these doors, like a large assortment of bats just kind of scurry out, shocked by the light.
I'm hard as fuck right now.
Yeah.
just put my hands down just in front of my crotch.
I can explain.
I don't think that any explanation would be more comfortable than what we'd assume. I think it would be worse.
As Dr. Glaser always says, we listen and we don't judge.
No, we judge.
All right, yeah, so you're in this hall, and there's really not that much to see, but you can poke around, you can see what you can find out, whatever you want.
So hall, are there doors, or is it just like one big long, like,
it's a very long hallway and there are two doors at the end.
Boy, I think I'm gonna poke around.
Poke around, see what you find. In every corner you just release more bats and Peter gets hornier and hornier. It's getting painful for him at this point. Like, be kind.
Blood rushing. Life fading.
That erection might this actually be saving your life, as all the blood is stored down below the wound.
It's true.
This is the worst. This is the worst Leisure Suit Larry I've ever played.
Yeah, I will proceed to the doors.
Doors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. All right. So you guys open up door number one, and what you see is grisly and confusing. You see the corpses of hundreds of people who look like you, stacked like cordwood, sort of embalmed almost.
I have to admit, that is not reassuring.
I feel like I'm vomiting in the corner at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah, definitely vomiting in the corner.
If I wasn't so aroused, I'd be upset.
All right, well, with my devil gun in up and ready to go, I'll enter the room.
Okay, you're in a room full of dead Nick Cage characters.
How large is this room?
It's a large circular room. It kind of towers up, and these bodies are stacked pretty fucking high. There's a lot of them.
Any focal point beyond just the corpses?
No, otherwise the room seems kind of featureless. Like way up high, it's sort of ringed with gargoyles. But otherwise, that's
with
it.
Nick Cage heads.
Yeah, no.
Why do they all have our faces? Is this a collection of our sins for the past crimes we committed in our human lives? These all the asses that never found the contract? Is this Alva, you fucking bitch?
You said there were two doors?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go open that other door. I don't want to be in this room.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you open this other door, and it's completely the exact same style of room. Very, like, cylindrical. No cage bodies in here at all. There is a door at the other end of it that the other room did not have.
Mm. Go to the other door.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I'll just close the door as I leave this one.
Yeah, you know, honor the dead.
Yeah, no reason to disturb this.
Gonna open that door.
Okay, so the four of you are in this cylindrical room, and Rob, you reach and you touch the handle of that door, you turn it, and the whole room starts to spiral, and your exit door is now underground, and your exit, or your new door that you were just trying to open is way up in the sky, and you are just kind of in the center of this room, other than you, Rob, where there's nothing that you can see.
Like a giant, like the room turned into a giant spiral staircase?
Except minus the stairs, yeah.
Oh. Am I still on the floor level with them?
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of got like a ooh, as the everything went kind of crazy.
Can we see anything, or is it all just completely dark?
No, there's some light in here. I don't know, cast from something up above. The only thing you can really see are those gargoyle statues around the entire top.
Use my vampire bat sonar to navigate us. I just go, start shouting into the void.
I'll find us the exit.
I'm still hard as fuck at the same time as well.
And your sonar pings off of something, and you get something back to your ears, and that something is the sound of vomiting. And you start to see down the edges of the wall, some sort of substance is just like pouring into this space.
So our room is filling up.
Is the substance vomit?
Good.
Do me a favor and go investigate.
investigate the might be vomit.
No, it is something that you're actually quite familiar with. It is macaroni and cheese.
Of course it is.
Cheddar goblin.
Cheddar goblin.
Is it edible? Can I take a bite?
Is it coming out of the gargoyle's mouth?
It is coming out of the gargoyle's mouths, which are all active cheddar goblins. It's actually fucking really tasty. It's the cheesiest.
I'm gonna take one of the pocket dogs and just put mac and cheese over the top of it.
You are healed fully, and you are now in Super Saiyan mode. Yes. You are a god. Okay, yeah, so this room, the levels are sort of fairly rapidly rising. This cheddar is coming up pretty quick on you.
Mm. And our exit door went down?
Correct.
I want to use my knowledge of food and cheese-based substances.
Correct, yeah.
To figure out how dense this stuff is going to be. And whether or not we'll float.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and roll me 3 on that, because I feel like you would know some shit. Oh, damn.
No successes.
I had 2.
I know nothing of magical cheese.
What is macaroni?
Are the walls? Do the walls look at all climbable?
They are not climbable, no.
Is there anything we could feel on the floor that's like an exit that might be underneath us?
No, the only thing that you can see is sort of halfway up, there's sort of a cavity in the wall that you can't quite identify what it is. But there is something there that is not the door up above you.
Halfway up as in like, is that like 20 feet, 50 feet, 7 feet?
We'll say 20.
20 feet? Okay. Don't suppose any of you fellas have some rope about you.
I just pull out my pocket full of yarn.
We try and lasso onto one of the gargoyles and climb out on the yarn.
Yeah, how high up are the gargoyles?
So let's see. The cavity is 20 feet up, the door is 30 feet up, and the gargoyles are another 10 up from that.
I think 3 of us could like ladder up.
Ladder
cage
up.
Cage ladder.
Yeah, at least to the cavity.
Yeah. Feel like Robin and Cameron Poe are like sturdy enough where they could like kind of ladder up and High could like scamper up to that cavity.
Yeah, I like that. That seems reasonable, right? So you're going to be a little bit shy given that height, but not by much. So High could just sort of jump off of Cameron's shoulders or something to kind of reach that space.
There we go.
So go ahead. This is actually I think that's clever enough. Just a one roll.
From each of us, or
just from you.
Oh, okay. Nope, that's a zero.
You fall backwards into the mac and cheese, and you start to suffocate a little bit and panic, and you need some help.
Oh dear.
Just wade over and like lift him out.
Okay, yeah, you're back out. Things are okay.
I'm just gonna flap in my arms like a bat to start trying to swim in this fucking cheese goop.
Yes, perfect.
Don't forget to kick your legs.
I don't know levels, what to do in this situation other than just try the same thing again.
Well, try the same thing, but do it in a different way. Or be a little, add a little creative element to it that you didn't do the first time.
Can I give them my piece of palette so they've got like a point of like to jab into the wall, perhaps?
Sadly, your palette is still stuck in Bobo's heart.
Here's what I'll do. I'll take some of the lengths of pantyhose, knot them together, tie them, knot them around the empty gun. When I try and get up there, flip the empty gun up to see if it'll catch on something like a grappling hook.
Yeah. All right. Give me a two roll.
Okay, so there's one for using the gun, one for using the pantyhose?
Only one piece of equipment.
Okay. That's one success.
Okay. I rolled like shit, so you did it.
Finally.
What did you anchor the gun on? The door or something?
Well, I'm just tossing it up there to get it to catch on something so it can climb up the knotted pantyhose or use it to stabilize.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, hi, you climb these pantyhose. The level of mac and cheese is really pretty rapidly rising. The flow has increased. Cheddar Goblin's mouths have opened more. So at this point, Rob, if you're the base of this entire thing, you are pretty much up to your nose in mac and cheese. So you're in some imminent danger. High, as you climb up there, what you end up seeing in that cavity is what appears to be a pretty plain box.
Is it openable easily?
Sure.
Flip it open.
It is empty.
That is not of much help. If I go lower the pantyhose back down, can they grab onto it and help climb up the wall?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that.
I'll hop down and help Rob and Peter up first.
Yeah, you guys can kind of like fight against the flow and bob on the surface, but you will inevitably start like sinking down quicksand style into this mac and cheese, which, while delicious, you cannot eat enough to save yourselves.
I'll show you.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be cowardly enough to scurry up first without any discussion.
So
by the time I get up there, like I want to just admire. Is like, where are you buying these? These are
pretty nice. Pretty nice tights.
Legs.
They come in the egg.
Yeah. Rob is impressed by this. Sean really wants to know where I can buy those.
Get some really nice.
All right. So we're all looking at this box.
Yeah. Empty box.
Anything about this box strike a chord?
What kind of box?
What shape is this?
Cardboard?
Box?
Yeah. We're talking.
It is a cardboard box.
It's got a name on it?
Boys, I think this is a test. I'm gonna put the bunny in the box. I put the bunny in the box.
And you hear a happy little tune, doo 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 doo, and the cheddar goblins stop barfing. And the floor kind of comes back up to where you guys are, and the door sort of rotates back down the other way, and the slurry of mac and cheese just sort of goes through as if it's gone through like a grater or a sieve or something like that. And you're standing in front of this door.
This This is some kind of sick test, but I think we're going to be put up against elements of our life here. This bunny in the box. It's from a darker time in my life. Keep an eye out for anything that seems too familiar.
So you're at this door.
Yeah.
Throw it open.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I'll lead in.
Rob's done with this shit.
Yeah. Welcome to the throne room. You enter this large, darkened space, and there's not that much that you can see because it's quite dark in here. And then illuminated in front of you is a gigantic head. And it looks familiar to you because it is your own face. But for those of us who know, it's Gary's face from Army of One.
I see the resemblance immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, like you recognize.
Yeah, I feel like I could play him in a film.
Well, and as a man who's been to Afghanistan, like, you know, this is a guy who knows Benny Boy.
Fair. So he's an overweight Cameron Poe. Yeah. I like it.
Yep, pretty much. And this giant head kind of turns and perceives you, and it's not well animated. It's more of a Zardoz head than it is like a true Wizard of Oz head. It says, "There are no more cages."
I want to go up to high and it's like, give me one of those rock pocket dogs, one of those charcoal dogs.
Hand it over.
And I'm just going to like walk up to like one of the walls and just start scrying in like giant letters, cage.
You enrage the head. Its eyes light up. It's like, man, those hot dogs shouldn't have been used. We got the best hot dogs. Fuck. Why are you here?
We're just trying to find a way home.
We got rid of you. How are you here?
Can I be the first to say I have no fucking idea what's been happening this entire time?
I want to try and cut through the bullshit here and see if, like, you said this is a fairly not great representation. Also, we all come from a world where the Wizard of Oz exists. Correct. So I'm just looking for the fucking curtain.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Absolutely. Okay. So this room is quite dark. You can't see a ton, but you know what you're trying to do. Yeah. So I think this is just going to be a one roll. But roll well, because I did succeed.
Two successes. 5 and a 4.
Fuck yeah. Okay. So,
I just want to rock up to that curtain and just rip it down.
Yeah. So Rob, you go over, you rip that curtain down, and this head in the sky just sort of like whomps down onto the ground, which would have been really grievous injury for any of you had you been under it. But it just sort of thunks down there and falls over and goes, man. And what you've revealed, you instantly can see two major things. In one corner, you see three mole people. And
wait, like mole people or fucking moles?
Like mole people. I mean, they're kind of moles.
Like mole men, or are we talking like? Sure.
I mean, two of them look pretty similar, and the other has a bigger head. But yeah, sure.
What do those heads look like?
Moles
mainly.
All right.
And then in the other corner, you can see a cage, and inside of that cage is a pretty well-appointed little apartment, and
a Nicolas Cage or a physical cage,
a lowercase cage.
And inside of the lowercase cage is a capital C cage. As the curtain drops, the three moles sort of skitter about and freak the fuck out. Like, they shouldn't see us. Fuck. Oh, God. Shit.
And then they run to the center of this room and they press a red button and they are immediately encapsulated in a sphere. And then that sphere is surrounded Krang style by a sort of robotic body. And from their arms, they pull a long katana and a Ghost Rider style chain whip.
All right.
Oh. I'm going to look at, what does the cage in the cage look like?
Nicholas fucking Cage.
Nicholas Coppola?
Correct.
Okay.
Rachel, this would be a really good time to give me some fucking answers because I think I'm fucking done.
Yeah, I'm just gonna walk up to the cage and be like, what?
We don't have time for this. I can explain it. Deal with the moles. I brought you here for a reason.
I have had enough of this. I need to get out of this place. I just want to get back to Anne. Your creatures. Just charge the thing and try and tackle it.
Great. Yeah, I mean it's fucking huge. So this will be challenging.
The brain is gone at this point. I'm in crazy shit overload.
That sounds like a cage out kind of moment.
It sounds like a cage out moment. Let's go. How many am I rolling against? Just out of curiosity.
I did 8.
Great. So it's about even. Oh, that's so bad. That's 4. 4 successes.
Four successes does it.
Oh!
Yeah. That's the one time I didn't roll super well. So, awesome. Describe, what are you doing and trying to do on this one?
I'm just trying to tackle it, rip bits of it off, smash whatever that bubble is to get at the mole people. Just blind rage.
Right on. Okay, so as you kind of approach this thing, it swings its katana with one arm and it whips this chain around with the other, but you manage to do some sort of high shenanigans, you know, sliding on your back, whatever, hurting yourself on popcorn ceiling. I don't care what it is, but you get through that first onslaught and you latch onto this thing's leg and you are an anchor and you're definitely deterring it from moving well at this point.
There we go. Just trying to, I don't know if it's like got mechanisms I can try and jam up or if it's just like a suit of armor I can try and rip off or.
Yeah, yeah, let's find out next time.
Is no part of the mole sort of like physically available? It's all behind like armor and spheres and things.
Yeah, it's definitely got spheres.
fucking spheres, man.
Goddamn spheres.
A Gary made of spheres and nodes holding all those damn moles.
Nodes.
The nodes.
Can you, was it a shoot it or something?
Black Eyed Peas playing?
Oh, yeah. The Boom Boom Pow came on like right when you guys first came in.
Of course it did.
Yeah. I'll level out and take the Gary in the Gary head with my devil gun.
Yep. All right. We'll do 3 on that.
Sure. And I'll take a second to really kind of blow out my hair.
Naturally.
While I aim down at it. So 2 successes.
Okay. So you, with your devil gun, it shoots all sort of arcane satanic symbols and shit. And it blasts straight through the forehead of the devil, or of the Gary head. And that thing blows up and it sprays shrapnel all over the Krang mole people.
Has it fallen? Is it continuing to fight?
Yeah. Yeah, it's still there.
Shit.
Are the moles, are they now visible? Could you?
Yes. Yes.
Could I, with my teeth in, I don't know, this might be like a joint effort, run, be propelled by one of our co-cages so that I can go into the hole and just like bite on this mole? Because that's what I want to do.
I mean, you could absolutely leap off my back. I'm very
yeah,
well.
Okay, we'll play with that. Yeah, I'm gonna. That's a challenge three. All of these are gonna be threes. I'm gonna add some extra dice for myself, though.
Yeah, of course you would. Classic. Right. I have a six, a five, and a one.
Okay, it's a push. So you managed to get yourself onto the sphere, and you're kind of hanging on to one spot that got sort of fractured a little bit with the shrapnel, but you are not in a biteable way.
I do be dangling.
You love a good dangle.
So I want to ask Nick Cage, like, why have they done this? Why have they kidnapped you? What is this place?
This was the entire point. They just wanted me. You guys are an anomaly because I brought you to save me.
What about the room full of all the other cages?
What they did to them is a travesty, but they knew that they had the real cage, so they got rid of the rest.
How do you spell Nick?
N-I-C.
Okay, so it is the real Nick Cage.
You know it, baby. And he gives you a classic smile, veneers and all.
So I just want to walk out into kind of the middle of the room while, like, in slow motion, like, Peter's like hanging from like this thing, just trying to like bite in at
biting at a spear.
Like reloading. High is just like just hanging off and being spun around, and it's like fucking tiny mole things, tiny mole people. What the fuck? Why have you done this to that man? Why have you done this to that man?
All right, you're gonna roll for this.
Ask a question. We're not at what I'm doing yet. The preamble.
If that's what you want, they're not gonna be distracted by you.
I need to talk to them for me to use any of my skills.
All right, fair enough.
Not take a punch.
I could pass on a message.
No, actually, that's a good point. If you want to have a message to them, Rob, I think that you have to get fucked up. So you're going to take a fairly major assault. And we'll see how much damage you do and if you can stand up.
All right, I only have two dice for that.
Okay, I'm going to roll a bunch.
No successes.
None?
Nope.
Well, I had two, so. Okay, so Rob, at this point, you get like batted across the room and you slam against the wall. You are not dead, but you are pretty fucked up.
All right.
So at this time, I'm just going to cage out.
Yep.
I'm going to, like, seeing Rob get just thrown up, 70 or 25% of our party there.
Yeah.
This is pretty dire straits. We got Nicolas Cage. We got a lot of things on the line. I'm just going to run in. I want to distract it so it swings the chain, loops up its own legs, knocks itself down, then I'll get in and, you know, do a kill shot. But I'm caging out.
Fuck yeah.
With all of these dice, I've done a lot of stupid things. Eight successes?
Nice. I had five, which five out of six. I rolled really super well. So, yeah. That does it. Okay, so describe what you actually do.
So I'm going to just kind of run in, sort of a slow motion thing, making lots of noise, getting those moles' attention.
Yep.
I want them to swing that chain to try to sweep me.
Yep.
And I'll dive for its legs so that the chain carries around.
Perfect.
Lassos itself. I'll come up on the backside. I'll maybe pop one off in its butt to like knock it off balance.
You're popping a devil gun off in its butt?
It's the only gun I've got.
Yeah, fair enough.
Knock it over on the big crushing machine that's been in the corner the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, probably into some power lines first, then into a crusher machine.
Okay, so at this point, the mole machine has fallen over, Hi, you're going to have gotten out of the way in some way, but you're sort of up on top. Peter, you're there still kind of clinging to the sphere, and the entire thing has fallen pretty close to where you are, Rob. But it is starting to get itself back up.
I can stop crawling open hole.
So the hole is near me, so I can like see these things now?
Yep.
And I just want to
kind of sideways, but yeah.
And I'm also sideways, so we're like both on the floor, just like staring at each other.
Yep.
It's like, you kidnapped a man with a million faces. Why?
We just needed the one. The whole thing was about meeting the one.
You killed 110 plus.
Irrelevant.
And why did you want to meet this one?
Because he's the best.
I'll scaling the back.
Perfect.
He's... What's your favorite thing about this man? What's the best thing about this man?
I like his adaptability.
To me, it seems to me that you love this man for the versatility of his performances, his work. You fell in love with each one of us individually, with each one of them pointing in the direction of the room of dead people. And not only have you taken that away from yourselves, you've taken that away from the world. You wanted to see the man for who he really was, forgetting that that is all part of that. And you have now denied the world and yourselves who this man is. This is my cage out moment. This is my Rob moment.
Roll it, baby. That's what Rob does.
Just robbing out.
Robbing out.
Once we're done with this, I think I'm going to rob one out too.
That is 9 successes.
Well, I rolled the worst I've rolled. I rolled 10 dice and I got 1 success. So
they all killed themselves.
Yeah, ritual suicide. No, but close enough to that. They open up the sphere. And one of them starts going, God, you're fucking right. I don't know what we were doing. We could have had all the cages, and we got the best one, but we could have had all of them.
Is one of these mole people have like a name tag that says, hi, my name is Jick?
While these moles are like grieving amongst themselves, can I just crawl in and just go straight for the fucking throat?
Yes.
I'm pelting them with like cheddar goblin soaked huggies, just trying to smother them.
Yeah, one of them is having this really, really important, powerful moment, and just like a diaper to the face, and they're not big, so they get knocked over completely and like maybe start drowning a little bit. And then yeah, Peter Lowe, you go and you get one of them just like right in your chompers. And it's begging for its life, but I don't think you care.
I'll kind of gently take Peter Lowe back from this.
just one of them is just there, boys. Just like missing like an arm.
Yeah, exactly.
It must die.
All right, so at this point, you all have neutralized the moles. What have you done with them? Are they tied up somehow? Are they?
Yeah, I'll tie them up with some string.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Casey.
Yeah. Do they have the key for the cage on them?
Yeah, one of them does.
I'm going to go over to their computer and start smashing it until Boom Boom Pow stops playing.
Very important.
Oddly enough, it's playing at double speed now.
Torches of the Damned.
It's chipmunk speed.
Yeah, exactly.
A boom boom pow, boom boom pow.
Those chickens are trying to copy that woman's swagger.
I'll let this Nicolas Cage out.
He opens the cage, follows you out, says, "Boys, I'm so pleased. I knew you were the right ones to send for this job. The thing about mole people, they never remember that we have long arms. All I had to do was adjust the nodes, and I got you."
It seems a calculated mistake to leave the control panel so close to your cage, but
no one fucks with Nick Cage.
You could have, you were able to reach the nodes, but you couldn't just like reach out and like strangle a mole.
Well, they didn't come that close. Don't think too much on this, Rob.
Those moles, they never just go away.
Now, you brought us here, but can you get us home?
That's the one thing I know how to do. I'm going back to the prime timeline, but I can send you boys wherever you want. What do you say? You want to come with me, or do you want to go wherever you want to go?
Well, you tell Trisha to tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, because this boy's coming home.
And he goes over and he fucks with the nodes, and bazap, Cameron Poe sucked back up into a beam of light.
I say, I have to get back to Ed. She's going to be worried.
She's a lovely desert flower, is she not?
She is.
And bazap, hi. Off to his lovely wife.
I'm probably quite late for an appointment with Dr. Glaser. She's going to be wondering where I am, and I'm going to have to tell her, well, a whole host of things happen, beginning with A, B, C, D, A, F, G.
Just going to like shake my head and be like, home.
And he smiles at you, gives you a classic Cage wink, moves the node lever, and off you go. And everything fades to black, and we as regular people are watching a 60 Minutes episode about Nicolas Cage. And we see his house as he's wandering around talking about Action Comics 1 and a dinosaur skull, all sorts of shit. And he shows off, you know, one of his ravens, the one that still is alive. I can't remember if it's Hugin or Munin, and a new python that he got. And then his last cage that he has holds these three little weird looking moles that are kind of running around. And he taps on the glass and waves to them and smiles.
Well, shit, you all made it through. Thank you for going the distance with us on this entire journey. That was a blast to do, and we're hoping to do more of that kind of content at some point, not in a Nicolas Cage kind of way, but in just a gaming way. We also have more Nick Cage content coming at you in terms of old movies that we are going to start going through kind of one by one, not in the head-to-head matchup style, but we're going to start bringing on new guests and old guests and just keep talking Cage, as long as you're willing to go on the journey with us. And speaking of that, to our Sparkle buddies, Josh, Josie, Rico, Matt, Adam, Bill, and Stuart, and to our Cage dancers, Ira, John, Freeman, Lance, Nathan, and Cameron. We love your support. Thank you for being a part of this, and keep on listening. We've got more Cage coming at you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Minimal cages lost.
Yeah.
Actually, I think.
Well, there was maybe maximum amount of cages lost, but it wasn't because
of aside from that one room, yeah.
Right. Just the one room.
And 8 Bobby Perus. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Gone but not forgotten.
Yeah. That was so disturbing.
Our sweet, sweet boys.
And I'd do it again.
Somehow, even though there was a room full of corpses, those 8 Bobby Perus licking their teeth in unison is still the creepiest thing that happened.
Yeah.
I wrote that bit last night when I was just sitting around. I was like, this is gross. I'm definitely putting that in.